The Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
We are joined now by the head coach of the Mustangs, Paul Cantabene. Coach, you know, as we were talking about, great Stevenson tradition of grinding games out and playing great defense is what you guys have always done, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we played tough tonight. That's the best thing we did tonight is how tough we played all over the field. I thought, you know, did we have some costly turnovers on offense? It didn't look exactly pretty in offense at times, but we made the plays to win the game. And, you know, we'll win 7-4 over number five team in the country any day of the week, you know. So, but I like the toughness. Do we have to face off a lot better? Absolutely. You know, Nate and Dan, you know, they're up and down. One game they play great, one game they don't, you know. So we got to get them kind of on par. But, you know, we thought our defense did a great job. We knew what they were going to do, you know, especially Downey and Heisman and the really good freshmen they've had. And I thought we did a great job. You know, we gave up a man up, we gave up a riding goal. They threw it in the net from like 50 yards out. We gave up a man up goal. We gave up one off a scrap. They really just scored one all even goal. That was kind of a thing. So we love the way we play defense, but it doesn't mean anything we don't win tomorrow. And so, you know, we got to get together and win tomorrow, but we're excited how we played. We're starting to see the team that we can be, but we still don't think we played 60 minutes yet. You know, I think we still can do things better.
Coach, the stats would say that Cabrini dominated this game. You guys, obviously watching the game, you guys kind of took it to them on the defensive side of the field.
Yeah.
What's the one area, I mean, looking at the stats, we're 0 for an extra man. How do we clean that up to be more successful?
Well, you know, Parrish Young had his worst game of the year, obviously. You know, Parrish is a really good player, and he just kind of struggled for whatever reason today. But he'll bounce back and be great, you know, and man up. You know, I thought we got some quality shots and just that didn't sink. Unfortunately, you know, we got to do a little bit better there. You know, that is what it is, you know. But I think a lot of the ground ball cases are to the face-off situation, you know, and we kind of lost some scraps when we got the ball down in our offensive end a few times with the ground balls. But we have to win more of those. There's no question about it. But I love the way he played. I thought Connor Skeen did a great job. You know, it's one of those things as a goaltender, you're seeing a kid kind of mature a little bit. We thought Connor did that. He came up with several big saves and was good out of the cage getting a few ground balls. So we're happy with how he played, and hopefully he can back it up again tomorrow.
That was maybe my next question was going to be Connor Skeen. So instead, we'll move on to something else. You know, Coach, this team was tested down 3-1 at the end of the first quarter. How proud? You didn't allow another goal until nearly the end of the fourth quarter.
Well, we just saw that we were playing. I think our offense was our Achilles heel there when we were just not playing well, and we didn't clear the ball nearly as well as we have been, and that's kind of a disappointment to us. But, you know, I love the toughness. All we've been preaching to the guys is play tougher, make the tougher plays, and we're starting to make the tougher plays to win the game. And we weren't doing that the first three or four games of the season. We were making not a lot of tough plays, and we were losing games because of that. Cabrini's a very talented team with some very good players. They've won some big games already, so this is a good win for us. But you know, we need to continue to play tough and undervalue the ball a little bit better for us to win. At times, we didn't do that. We played some other guys. We got Julian Jackson in there, Kyle Karasian in there. They got to play to their strengths a little bit more. But, you know, we're getting better, and that's what we want to do. We're not great yet by any means, but we're getting better.
Coach, what's it mean to the team to have Steve back at attack? What does his presence do for you guys?
Yeah, look, I'm a pretty bad coach, ain't I? So I moved him from midfield. We thought we had some guys, so, you know, I'll take the blame on that one. But, you know, but I think Steve, even though, you know, helping him at attack gives us that toughness. He's a tough guard. You know, some of the goals he scored tonight are just tough goals. And that's what he did when he was a sophomore, when he was a first-team All-American. And so, we have to give Steve the opportunity. We need him on the field to make those plays. And he rides in tough ground balls. And, you know, nobody has the toughness of Steve Bannock at the attack position. So, you know, having him back there and seeing him finally hit some of the shots that we've seen him hit before, you know, he hit two outside shots that we've been waiting to see. And those are great shots that go in. And so, you know, for him to play that way, I think it gives him a lot of confidence. And he's doing a great job being a leader. Nobody's more positive in the huddles than he is. So that's great.
Awfully quick turnaround to face another good team and a team that's going to be awfully hungry tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, we got to use our depth. You know, we're going to have to go use our depth a little bit, play some more guys. You know, we lost Jesse Horn tonight. I think he's got a torn ACL. So it's really too bad because he was playing pretty well. And we got to get other guys in. You know, we have depth. We have middies that have to play both teams. You know, obviously the game tomorrow might not be as clean because both teams are going to be tough. You know, they got a little more rest than us, 5-6 more hours. But, you know, we've been through this. We've done this a lot. You know, we played back-to-back a ton in our career. We know how to handle it. We'll get the guys rested, make sure they get to the treatments in the morning, in to see the trainer. You know, we'll get scouted at 5 o'clock. We'll watch some film. You know, we'll get prepared. I mean, all the guys watched them play today, obviously at home or online and stuff. So, you know, we know what they're about. They've got a couple talented offensive guys, and they got a couple talented defensive guys. They got a decent face-off guy, and, you know, we got to come to play. We play with the toughness again we did tonight. You know, we hope we'll be competitive.
Who'd you bring the chat with us tonight?
Well, hey, I got my man here, Connor Skeen, right here, who played great, and I think it would be great to talk with him because, you know, he just played so well tonight. So we're really happy for Connor. You know, we've been waiting for this a little bit, and I'm sure he has been, and he really commanded the goal tonight. And when he plays like that, you know, the defense in front knows they don't have to be as tight and play a little bit looser. So that's what we really need. 12 great saves tonight. And, you know, Connor, it's all you, buddy. I'm just the coach.
Coach, appreciate it. Thanks, as always. Take taking the time. And as you mentioned, Connor Skeen here joins us now on the postgame show after a big 12 save performance. Connor, you're a big guy.
Yeah.
But on the other side of the field was a 6'8 dude who can basically take up the entire cage just by standing there. How good does it feel to stand not just toe-to-toe with a guy like that tonight, but to really shine with that guy on the other side of the field?
Yeah, no, it definitely feels good because we were joking all week because this kid's huge. And we were joking like he's like looking over the crossbar without even like having to like look up. Right. So yeah, it definitely feels good.
Connor, we played together. Obviously, you were a freshman in my senior year. What has it been like for you? Obviously, Dimitri was a starter then, to kind of sit behind him for a year, get some experience, and then last year kind of play a little bit towards the end of the year, and then this year you're finally in that role where you're the guy and you know the team's counting on you to make those plays.
Right. Well, I mean, it's definitely helped me to get a lot of this time to like kind of develop as a player, because I struggled with like commanding the defense before, but I've like learned a lot by like watching Dimitri and even Ben play. So I mean, it's definitely been great to like have all this time to kind of mature as a player, and I'm finally able to put together like what I did in high school.
Connor, one of the things that jumps out at both Nick and I is that not only are you making the saves, but the athleticism that you're showing to come out of the cage, not just on the 10-man ride, right, but also on ground balls to get involved defensively. How much confidence do you have right now to be able to do that stuff?
It's all on the defense, too. It's not just like, I mean, these ground balls I'm making, like, it's because they're forcing them, and it's like it's in good areas where I'm able to actually come out, and I know they're going to work hard to get open for me right away if I'm going to have to goose it or get a quick pass. So it's all in the system, I guess, but yeah, I feel comfortable with it.
Connor, what's it mean to have a guy like Steve Bannick, who's been here for a while, he's been through a lot, he didn't get the chance to play in the national championship game,
right,
so he's still hungry. What's it mean to have him as a leader on this team, and what has he done to kind of get you guys to rally up and meet the standard?
I mean, it's been great, because I mean, he's really matured this year, because I know he's always been a great player, but this year he's really settled down, and like after almost every practice, after coach breaks us out, he'll call us in, and he'll kind of like collectively talk to us, and it's really been good to see that someone's really stepped up, because I think in the years past we really haven't had the guys like our guys that should have stepped up haven't stepped up, so it's been great, and I think it's rubbed off on guys. Some other guys are starting to step up too because they see him doing it, so it's been great.
Back at 500, but you got a game in like another 5 minutes, so we're gonna let you go and get ready for Dickinson tomorrow night. Congratulations on a great win tonight, Connor.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
buddy.
You.
Congrats.
Connor Skeen, Stevenson goalie, joining us here on the postgame show, Green Turtle Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.